Hello, wonderful people. Welcome back to the Coffee with Curls podcast. It is your host, Mimi, and a new episode is coming up next. Life can be only what you make it. When you're feeling down, you should never fake it. I'm gonna let this ride a little bit. And you'll be at peace with yourself. I had to let that one ride just a little bit. You know, it's something about music, the way the lyrics can just describe a certain part of your life and the things that are going. And as I go into my 33rd episode, it just seems so surreal for me. It's been such an interesting year. And as I record the last episode of this year, it's been amazing. It's been a whirlwind of up and downs, you know, of just a lot of revelations. So I'm going to go into a lot of things that have come up this year for me and the things that I've learned, the things that just been so, so many words. I'm just all coming at the same time as I'm talking to you guys. And I just want to share some of that with you guys. And of course, this is your girl, Mimi, with the Coffee with Curls podcast. And as always, I appreciate you guys tuning in to this episode. And as I dig in further and further into what has been revealed to me, it's just been so interesting. Taking a chance on myself has been one of the biggest things for me this year, as I transition into different levels of myself. Even getting into this whole podcast world, it was something that I started in February and just went head on and just took a chance on myself. It's something that I've been wanting to do for a very, very, very long time. And I said, you know what? I got to put action behind this, and I went on and went for it. Revelations. Where do I start? It just seems like it's been so much things going on this year. I feel like I've seen a few things online, people talking about this year has exposed either people or situations or opened their eyes to things. And it just even made me reflect on my own life and the things that have been revealing to me, especially for myself. Like this, the past, I'm going to say a little bit over a year and a half now, I started to truly just do my own work. And I started to understand that. I know Miss Ayanna Vincent talks about it all the time, about doing the work. And the work is painful, to be honest with you. I think it's part of the stuff that people don't talk about. When you start self-reflecting and no longer using anything as an excuse for why either you're not doing anything or you're not pushing yourself and you hold yourself accountable. It's probably for me has been at times challenging, but it's also showed me who I am. I'm very resilient. And even when there's times where I don't want to hear it, you know, just true story, just being honest and transparent about it. I do listen because it's being told or it's being revealed for whatever the reasons are. And I start to reflect on that and being open about it. And it's been, like I said, so many things of revelations, of growth, going for things that self-doubt has come up for me. I'll give you guys an example without going fully detailed, and one day I'll reveal the details. I'm just not ready at this point to share it all. I had gotten asked to do something, to host something, and I was so scared to do it. I was so scared. And I went on and took a chance, and it worked out perfect. But it's part of my own growth. And even looking at myself in the mirror and saying, hey, I can't sit here and advise you guys or say, hey, do this if I'm not doing myself. And I'm always very aware of that. I'm one of those people, I'm not going to tell you something that I personally wouldn't do myself. But it takes a lot of growth. It takes a lot of being aware of that. And like everybody else, I still struggle with many things. And even just reflecting on my career and the things that I want to go for, just taking action has been some of my own issues of stop procrastinating and not using anything for an excuse and being aware of it. And I started to write more. And through my writing and going back and reading some of it, I've learned that I had certain patterns. And that also helped reveal some of the struggles that I've had. And also, be honest, and I've talked about this before, having a therapist that I go see every week has been life-changing. It's helped me reflect and see things as another person's perspective, and made me think differently. And for next year, something I want to do is add a life coach. I think that's going to be also something good for me. And the big word for 2019 is for me is invest in yourself. Whatever it is that you want to do, that's my own advice for myself, is to invest. Whatever it is, hey, if you want to learn how to do nails, whatever it is, whatever. If you want to attend a lecture, whatever that makes your soul happy, help you grow. And growth has been so big and important to me. So as I start looking, and I'm going to be creating a vision board for next year, I'm going to put all that stuff up. What are the things I want to accomplish in regards to growth? What kind of classes and things like that, seminars or whatever it is that I've been wanting to do for a long time. I'm just going to go ahead and go for it. There's not going to be a reason why I can't. And, you know, and really start changing the vocabulary and add some other words of encouragement for myself and understanding that anything is possible, whether it's hard, you can go for it and just do it. And I'll continue to hold myself accountable as this season of growth continues. And I'm going to be forever a student of life. And I always say that to people. I am always on the growing phase and always want to better myself. I just want to be a better human. That's it. A better human. As the world is going through all kinds of transitions and think that they're going on between politics, just everything that's going on, I think that the best thing we can do is be better humans and be aware of the energy we put out into this world. I can control the way, you know, you treat people, you know, I'm very aware of that. Be kind. Sometimes just putting in a complimenting somebody or putting a good word out there, it just shifts how you feel and stuff like that. And that's always really worked for me very well. And I'm going to continue to do more of that. Putting myself out there more. That's something I've done this year that has been very out of my comfort zone. There's things that I would have never done is to put myself out there. But you know what? It's been great. I've met some amazing people. People that are sitting here changing the world, whether they realize it or not. And it doesn't matter how small or how big it is. We all matter. We're all here to make some kind of imprint of some sort. So don't devalue that. And that's also a reminder for me to continue to do. And I also, I'm looking forward to going back to Puerto Rico. I've been in conflict with that for a while because I want to make sure that when I go back home to Puerto Rico that I am doing stuff that's going to help my people grow. And it's been very dear to me, and I've been very reflecting on that. And I have a few ideas that I'll project in the future about it. And, you know, just being aware to do things that makes you feel good. You know, I'm going to also create like this jar of gratefulness. And I've seen a few people post it, which is pretty neat. It's like writing something in this jar every day about what you're grateful for. And then at the end of the year, you just open it and just read it. I think that's so dope. You can just get a jar from like the dollar store or anything. Just put a piece of paper every day in there about what you're grateful for. You know, there's so much to be grateful for. And also, of course, health. Health is forever my thing, because without health, listen, can't accomplish or do anything. So I want to revamp some things. Working out for me hasn't really been like crazy hard, but I do go through shifts of like I get unmotivated, and that's just being real. Like I'll go hard for a few months and then I just slack. And I think it's just me. It's getting into the mental space of why I'm doing it. And it's more because I'm trying to be around forever. And people laugh when I say that, but I'm being so real about that. I'm just trying to be around. I want to be my best self of whatever that looks like. And so I'm going to continue to work on those goals. I definitely, eating better is always something. Not really a diet, because I think diet just kind of turns me off. Like the word diet, like, oh God. It feels like I can't have anything, so I'm not even going to go that drastic and use it. But to eat better, because I know that when I drink more water and eat better, clarity to me is very important. And also being more spiritual, you know, tapping into that and doing more sound wave meditation. I did one and it changed me. I loved it. It helped me think better. I was clear about things and just get into more of that and just surround myself with people that are also doing the things that I want to do and that I'm going to do. So Revelations of 2018 has been a lot. In a good way, of course, everything has good and bad, but it was the revelation was real, you know, definitely the man in the mirror type of thing, looking at my life and seeing how far I've come. I'm this kid from East New York, Brooklyn, who grew up, was raised in the projects, born and raised in the projects. And as I go back home and I see even how it's being gentrified and how that's changing, I want to also invest in my neighborhood. And I'm going to figure that out one way or the other. I think that it's sad that gentrification takes out the people that made the neighborhoods and push them out. And that's not right. Not for nothing. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. Without us being in those neighborhoods, New York wouldn't be popping. I said what I said. So people can feel how they want to feel about that, but they like the New York that we made. You guys are going to get what I'm saying. But just a lot, you know. Of course, supporting. I'm always supporting small businesses to me are important because we all are living our dream. We're pushing our dream. And I will continue to do that. And also be aware who's out there supporting you. Share some love, right? I know my prima Eileen and I spoke about that, about, you know, sometimes we support people, we don't get the same back. And I get it. I do. So I definitely get it. And she will have my support because Eileen is dope. And if you don't, you should definitely follow her. She's with Mommy Teaches. And just people like her, they're just amazing and they're doing things that just changing things. Because dope people should definitely be supported, their talents and their dreams and the things they're doing for the community. We should definitely show them love and support them like we would for any brand. And, you know, just showing love to somebody costs nothing, and there's enough for all of us to shine. Trust me, there is. And I always see it as when you show love and one of us grow, we all grow. And I like that type of energy that if I see one of my sisters or brothers out here, you know, grinding and going after them, you know, people put the work in. So I always like to see people shine and doing their thing, because we all have our time and our moments, including myself, where we push and we create. And when is our time? Is definitely our time. So let's continue to shine on and show each other some love. I would definitely continue to show love. And also another thing that's been a revelation for me this year is also to definitely pay attention to my intuition. She has never been wrong. I'm going to be honest. About 99%, I could even dare say 100% at times, she has been correct. And sometimes I'll just try to give certain situations or people the benefit of the doubt. But when it comes around and things get exposed, my intuition has been on point. So I definitely have to just listen to her and be comfortable with that, you know. And, you know, and continue to put boundaries on things that doesn't feel good. You know, that's always been a work in progress with me, but it's important in order for me to continue my own growth. And it's okay, you know, no matter what anybody says, boundaries is necessary for this lifetime. That's how I see it. And it's for your own happiness and your mental health. And, you know, I'm still looking forward to just continuing my own personal growth and what this following year is going to bring, 2019. I foresee a lot of great things and collaborations. And as I put myself out there more, I'm starting to become more comfortable with that. That hasn't really been my comfort zone, to be honest with you guys. But I'm getting more comfortable and doing things to push myself out that comfort zone. Has shown how resilient and the forever life student that I am. And so I will continue to do that. And also want to bring things to the podcast, where it's collaborations with other people, put a line on some amazing people that are doing great things in the world, and just growth, overall growth. So as a closing, as I record this last episode of the year, it's just been an awesome experience, even cracking this mic and putting myself out there in a way that I had never thought that I would be able to, and has really shown me that I can do this, right? And continue to pursue my other dreams and just go for it, right? Because life is too short not to. And I also, the thing that I think about is I want to make my younger self proud. I want to look back and, you know, as I get older, look back and say, you know what, girl, you went for it. Even at times when you were scared as hell, you know, just scared, but you still did it, you know. Fear is not always a bad thing. I think that we have to learn how to deal with it and wing with it, and it's going to be okay. At the end of the day, you know what? Everything is going to be okay, so it's always good. So I want to let you guys know that I always appreciate you guys tuning in with me, and I so appreciate you hanging in there with me and listening, and love your feedback, and when you guys contact me and, you know, you share your thoughts about the podcast, and I really love that, and I appreciate that of you guys. So I hope that 2019 brings everything that your heart desires, whatever it is, and that any opportunity or growth, have an open heart, work for it, go for it, and that you're worth it, I'm worth it, and that we could all achieve great things, whatever it is, whatever greatness is to us. And I wish you all blessings and light and love and everything. So until I crack the mic again in 2019, love you guys, be blessed, and chat with you soon. One last thing, beautiful people. The way you can find the podcast, you can log into Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public. And also know you can go on my bio on Instagram and you can be click on the link tree and you'll see the option for the podcast link. And you can be connected to listen right in. So until the next one, have a great one, peeps.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.